What does public safety mean to you?
The city is not prepared unless everyone in the city is prepared for a disaster.
So, do you owe a person sex if you've been flirting with them?
No!
It's really about stabilizing your entire life.
International Boulevard in East Oakland is known as the Track, the place where people buy and sell sex. But a lot of the sex trade happens off the track, out of sight, in hotels. And a lot of it is not among consenting adults. It's forced prostitution or sex trafficking. In Oakland, anti-sex trafficking groups and local law enforcement are trying to enlist hotel operators to help combat the trade. KALW's Shireen Adil went to find out more.
The Oakland Courtyard Marriott is in downtown Oakland. It's known to cater to business travelers. In the lobby, people get on and off the elevators. A family of tourists waits in line at the registration desk. It's a scene most of us are familiar with. But under the surface of this normal hotel activity, something criminal could be occurring. Sex trafficking. It's not always obvious what's going on beyond the lobby.
Whether there is a lot of video equipment set up in the room, whether there's a use of a ton of towels, and it seems like more than one person's been staying in that room.
Betty Ann Hagenaugh is executive director at the Bay Area Anti-Trafficking Coalition. Her organization is working to broaden efforts to stop sex trafficking beyond the usual law enforcement approach. They want to recruit eyes and ears right where these crimes are taking place, at the approximately 1,500 hotels in the Bay Area.
Not only are front desk staff and hotel housekeeping staffs on the front lines of seeing not only who checks in, but who they check in with, how they check in, whether they use cash or credit or are willing to show their ID, but also the usage of the rooms, housekeeping, reporting what they're finding in the garbage cans.
The Oakland Courtyard Marriott is one of many hotels in the Bay Area that's already participated in trainings to recognize and report sex trafficking. One thing the training does is teach employees how to work together. From the front desk to housekeeping to security, each department might see different warning signs that add up to a big picture.
And it seems a little bit odd because people have been coming and going from that room. Their do not disturb sign has been up the whole week they've been with us.
Hagenaugh says a lot of hotel workers may have heard the term sex trafficking, but they don't know much about it.
And then they just go through a short training, even 40 to 50 minutes of training, and the amount of personnel that at the end of that go, I think I've seen something, or I've had clients come in and ask me about the massage parlor next door or a restaurant down the street that seems pretty sketchy.
Marriott International is one of many in the tourism industry that has signed a code of conduct called the Ending Child Prostitution and Trafficking, or ECPAT code. That means they've pledged to train all their employees everywhere. Still, there's a lot of stigma around the issue. The Marriott turned down multiple interview requests. Hagenaugh says getting hotels to really commit isn't always easy.
Because if they were to say, oh, sign us up to that code, or yes, we should have a training for our employees, to some extent, it's an admittance that you actually have some potentially illicit activity happening on your properties.
There are some hotels in Oakland where that's a real and obvious problem, according to Elizabeth Smith. She was a victim of domestic child sex trafficking and is now an advocate for commercially sexually exploited youth.
I mean, on those TVs, there's like free porn, like on the channels. And they used to not have mirrors above the bed, but now all of a sudden they do. And so it's like, why, like in an area like this, why would you do that? Well, because now there more people are going to come to their hotels for that specific reason.
Smith says it doesn't just happen at some motels or hotels. It could happen anywhere. It's just a matter of price.
If a child is being exploited and the exchange happens in a car, it's not going to cost as much. Whereas if you go to a motel room, it's going to cost a little bit more. If you go to a hotel room, then it's going to be more expensive. So it's all about where you're purchasing the girl from.
And unfortunately, there are people buying and selling exploited youth in a lot of places.
It's sad that we just have these vulnerable children right in the middle of it who are usually the ones getting penalized in some type of way.
They come from all parts of our community and that they are victims.
Teresa Drenick is the spokesperson from the Oakland District Attorney's Office, which also does anti-trafficking education. Drenick used to be an attorney. She says her very first case opened her eyes to the issue, a young girl who was arrested for prostitution.
I could see her face in front of me as though I met her yesterday. She was about 13 years old and had really, really long, curly, wavy red hair and really pale skin with freckles. She looked like sort of little orphan Annie.
The girl had gone out with friends when she was abducted. She was held for days in a motel room.
And she was, her clothes were taken from her, and she was forced to dress in really sexy clothes. And she was put on the corner and then into the hotel room and then the corner and the hotel room.
Drenick had to ask the girl exactly what happened and what she did with the men who purchased her.
And I just will never forget that this, the blush that came over her just sort of from her neck, and it rose up over her face of a teenager who was so upset and so embarrassed. And she just, you could see physically that it was almost making her sick to her stomach and sick inside to talk about what had happened to her. And I think that for me was just eye-opening. I was probably all of 26 years old at the time, and I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
Believing it was just the first step for Drenick. Now she works with the Human Exploitation and Trafficking Unit, also called Heat Watch, out of the Oakland DA's office. They collaborate with law enforcement, prosecute offenders, and hold trainings to raise public awareness. Drenick says that awareness is the most important step in combating sex trafficking.
If you see something and in your gut you know it's not right, and there are red flags there that are telling you something is wrong, don't just sit back and think someone else will take care of the problem.
That advice is working. According to the National Human Trafficking Resource Center, reports of human trafficking in California have doubled since 2012. It's not necessarily that there is more trafficking, but more likely that people are noticing and doing something about it. And that's a good start. But for Drenick and others working on this issue, it's just that. The end goal is for sex trafficking to be completely eradicated. In Oakland, I'm Shireen Adil for Cross Currents.